The parties are Mavambokusile Dawn, led by Simba Makoni, Professor Walsh Mencube's Movement for Democratic Change Formation, Renewal Democrats of Zimbabwe, led by Elton Mangoma, Democratic Assembly for Restoration and Empowerment, and Zimbabweans United for Democracy. Tendai Biti's People's Democratic Party and ZAPU, led by former ZIPRA Supremo Tumiso Dabengwa, say they still need to consult their members before joining the coalition. The parties say other opposition groups like Morgan Tsvangirai's MDCT and former Vice President Joyce Mujuru's Zimbabwe People First are also keen to join the coalition. Zunde leader Gilbert Dzikiti, who was appointed the first chairman of the coalition, called the Coalition of Democrats, or CORD, said the coming together of the five political parties was an important milestone in the struggle for democracy in Zimbabwe.
CORD is the answer to a better Zimbabwe. CORD has made a commitment to work with civil society, churches, and other stakeholders to craft and agree on a Zimbabwe that works for all of us. As CORD, we realize the need for leaders to be servants of the people.
Nguyen noted that the parties that signed the agreement are keeping their doors open for other political parties to join the coalition.
We have committed ourselves to talk with all those who say they are opposed to the current government, and we have said, let us come together, whether you are MDCT, whether you are People First, or by whatever description you are called. Anyone who will not be with us by the time we get to 2018 will be because they have excluded themselves, not because we have excluded them.
These sentiments were echoed by MKD leader Simba Makoni, who contested as an independent presidential candidate in 2008.
We are saying today we are making a commitment to work together. That is the important message. The past is important in learning what not to do and how not to do good things.
Former Finance Minister Tendai Biti, who now leads the People's Democratic Party and attended the signing ceremony, said his political formation would join the coalition once he gets the nod from his party's executive committee.
We haven't had our general council, so we are going to go to the general council in the next few weeks and then we'll come there. But we've been part of the negotiating process.
ZAPU spokesperson Mjobiza Nuku said his party was waiting for direction from its congress set for August this year.
The party leadership does not have the mandate to sign the agreement at this point. The party's National People's Council and legal advisors have cautioned the National Executive Committee that such a major commitment is better taken by the ZAPU Congress, which is, in any case, due before the end of August 2016.
Tsvangirai's MDCT says it was not invited for the signing ceremony. However, the main opposition party spokesperson, Obed Gutu, said the MDCT was willing to work with all pro-democracy parties and groups in a grand coalition that would challenge ZANU-PF's rule come 2018.
What I can just advise listeners for now is that as the MDC, our party leader, Dr. Morgan Tsvangirai, is actually the one who is leading us in the process or the processes around coalition talks with other political parties.
Rugare Gumbo, interim spokesperson of the newly formed Zimbabwe People First Party, led by former Vice President Joyce Mujuru, told Studio 7 by phone that his party was also not consulted regarding the formation of the coalition.
Well, so we are not part of them, but we don't deny that people making alliances or coalitions.
Mangoma said the leaders of the parties in the coalition are expected to meet in the run-up to the 2018 national elections to select their presidential candidate.
One of the important things that CORD brings is that we should be able to work together, and particularly on fielding one candidate for each electoral post.
Sources close to the coalition negotiations said the five parties rushed to announce the formation of the coalition so that they would have negotiating power when it comes to fielding candidates. Reporting for Studio 7 from Harare, this is Thomas Chiripasi.